Blog Talk Radio.
We are the Crystal Gems. We'll always save the day.
And if you think we can,
we'll always find a way.
That's why the people
of this world
believe in Garnet,
Amethyst, and Pearl,
and Steven.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with your host, Matt Marrero, along with your other host,
Satish Ram. What up?
Today, we're doing Steven Universe. Very
what
impromptu.
Up?
most of you will be listening to this in the archives, and if you're not, hello, loyal fan base. I'm happy one of you showed up. And to any new listeners, hello, new listeners. We're also happy you showed up.
But yeah, I mean, because we kind of just found out about these episodes, so we were just like, hey, want to do them?
Well, it was more of we found out the availability of today, where it was, you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, we have our schedule out, but sometimes things don't go according to plan. So we thought, Steven Universe, especially.
Yeah, we do that a lot, where it's like, we want a podcast on everything, but how do we fit it in? So it's like, we knew we had to do Steven Universe soon, but how soon? And it was like, hey, today, why not? So
yeah, no, it was just the idea of, we always wait for two episodes, usually, because the idea of a 15-minute episode, very hard to cram into an hour, and you know, the fact that you're given, you know, we're given 2 hours of space, fitting it into a, you know, doing a 30-minute or a 15-minute episode is kind of wasteful to us. So I mean, it is short, but it's wasteful for a full day's, you know, worth of space. So, you know, we usually wait for two episodes, and, you know, and here we are with some pretty good episodes. I mean, the first one, I enjoyed it. It was a nice message, being Secret Team. It was funny, but it didn't really bring about any plot. But I would say that the second episode, Island Adventure, brought a lot to the table.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'll be honest with you. It wasn't as crazy, like, for me as coming off, like, House Guest got to me emotionally. And then looking at something like
Space Race.
You know, that was pretty good emotionally, too. So, for me, these two were not as heavy-hitting, but Island Adventure was definitely, it felt more like an episode I want to watch compared to Secret Team. Secret Team just felt like one of those, and not in a bad way, but it felt like one of those early episodes that were basically like, hey, like Cheeseburger Backpack, where it was just a matter of, like, that I didn't always like, because it was just like, hey, all right. Let's kill 12 minutes. And, like, there was some merit to it, you know, and it's not like I disliked it, but I guess we've been spoiled recently by some of this stuff, and you know that. You know what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm. No, I understand completely. Also, by the way, I was debating it personally, whether or not we would take callers or not take callers, but if any of you are listening and think, man, I want to talk Steven Universe, then, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Call in. The number being 718-664-9468. And, of course, if any of you just want to listen in but you can't use your internet for some odd reason, or, you know, your computer itself, maybe you have only one, little brother, little sister, whoever wants to use it, then guess what, Satish? Tell them what they can do.
You can call into that number, 718-664-9468, and listen in to us via that phone number. All you have to do is not hit the one button and you'll be fine. Easy way to listen to us. We're happy, you're happy, everybody's good.
Pretty much, yeah. Speaking of the first episode, Secret Team. So I know how you felt about it, you know, in terms of, like, everything. But as a standalone episode, you know, this was your first episode of Steven Universe, let's say. How would you feel?
If it was your first episode of Steven Universe, which, of course, I wouldn't recommend because it's a good start this from the beginning.
Right.
It's not bad, per se. It's just, again, the fact that I have recently been spoiled.
I agree.
You know?
Recently
so, like,
we got
good feels in this
good.
Episode, good ideologies in terms of, like, teaching the right thing, don't go behind your team leader's back, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm.
But just generally, I mean, you get what I mean at this point.
Oh, yes. No, what I want to ask you is, how do you feel about Pearl being portrayed as the immature one in this episode? How did that make you feel? I wasn't a big fan of that.
It was weird for me. Not even so much the immature one, but I know what you mean. Just like when Steven was like, it was all my fault. Steven, how could you?
Yeah, it was just, I mean, it's a weird situation where it makes you feel as if, how bad is Garnet's temper? To make someone like Pearl just feel as if, listen, so we've betrayed Garnet. So she's either going to impale me and eat my innards, or we could lie. You know, where you sit there and you're like, damn, like, how bad is Garnet in terms of her anger?
Yeah, like, apparently her temper is, if you piss off Garnet, you are dead.
Yeah, apparently.
Like, even in trying to make an example of them, she physically threatens them. So,
yeah.
it's a thing where I can sit there and wonder, like, all right, is her temper that bad that it turns Pearl into that kind of character? Where it's not even, like, that's not her motherly side. That's more of her, like, just general freak out side. And
yeah, it felt strange because, you know, coming from someone like Pearl, I mean, you know, she has freaked out before, if you will. But, you know, you look at Space Race and it's because of the fact that she wants to get home. So you can understand that. But in this case, it just felt very much like, you know, oh, mom, motherly side. I don't remember that. What I do remember is that we're going to lie to Garnet immediately, you know. And Steven, remember, lie, secret teams. And then we never talk about it again. And it was just like, huh. You know, like, I understand that we, you know, Garnet wouldn't be the one to join Amethyst, let's say. But I think Secret Team would have been a lot better if it had just been Steven and Amethyst. And Pearl just wasn't involved and then gives her side of it. Basically saying, like, guy, like, what did you two do?
Yeah, but I agreed. But, like, the underlying motivation here, I think, part of it was as Steven said, like, he wanted to see Pearl and Amethyst work together.
That is true.
Because
that
that's a big thing for him. I mean, not only because he saw them fuse, but he knows and everyone knows that they're kind of they fight with each other a lot.
Right.
So
right.
It's a weird thing where Steven, being the person he is, wants them to all love each other, but they are polar opposites.
Yes, no, I agree. So, yeah, it had to happen somehow. It's just weird how they ended up incorporating. Like, they could have arguably made this into two shorts. Separately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one where it's just Steven and Amethyst doing that, and then the other one, him trying to bring the two of them together in a way that isn't so, again, I only say juvenile in the sense that it's because
no,
of the fact
it.
That Pearl
I get
did
what
it.
You mean.
You know, yeah, no, if Amethyst, it just doesn't feel, it's just Amethyst, you know, and even Steven, because he is a child, and, you know, we're watching a show that, you know, is trying to give kids a good message, but it's also understanding that teenagers and people a bit older are watching, right? But, you know, of course, trying to give kids a good message, which I always love in any media, where it's just, you know, give kids a good message, don't go out of it with just the idea of, yes, and then I killed everyone. Oh, great! You know, it's just the idea of, okay, good messages, positive vibes, things like that. But, yeah, it was just a weird episode, I think, for that reason, you know, for Pearl being the way Pearl was. However, I do love Secret Team.
Yeah, that little thing made me kind of laugh. Just the whole idea of, and it coming up in part of the episode.
Yeah.
Just like, Secret Team, out of nowhere. Steven got hit by a hand. Secret Team. Like,
yeah, no, Steven could never do it right, but everyone else could. It was great, too. It was always when Steven was messing up, and it was just, Secret Team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, overall, I enjoyed parts of this episode. I can't say I didn't like it, but I agree with you in where it truly felt like filler. Where I really, like, you know, we've always been speculating, you know, on and off, with these last few episodes on, oh, you know, was there going to be a split? Was there not going to be a split in terms of the season? You know, oh, is this always their plan in terms of, you know, having, you know, 26 episodes but 52 shorts? Was that always their thing for season one? With an episode like this, it really does feel like they may have been planning on making this part of season two. Because this seems like a very much like a filler in the beginning of a season.
Yep.
Right? Because you look at this right now, and you just see after something like Ocean Gem and Mirror Gem, you kind of sit here and you're just like, it feels like we've taken steps back. But it wouldn't have felt that way had it, you know, been in another season. Because you'd go, oh yeah, it's just one of those first episodes. You know, things like Gravity Falls has in season two. Not saying that they're bad either on Gravity Falls or that even this was bad. But, you know, Gravity Falls has some episodes, let's say like, what was it, Gulf Wars. Where it had some lovely character development in there, but technically, if you want to be technical, you know, no plot and it could be missed. Technical. So,
well, I mean,
with that,
you could argue that the Pacifica thing may be relevant in the future.
I would as well. But if you want to be technical with the notebook and you know, Bill and everything like that, so why is it relevant? Well, if that episode had been tacked on to the, you know, to after Gideon Rises,
Correct.
And everything like that in season one, it would have just felt like a downer a bit.
But see, to be fair, it's not like this was the episode that came after Mirror and Ocean Gem. You know, we had House Guests and such. So
yes, that is true. Well, not right after.
I mean,
well, that's the thing. Well, think about that too then. How about this then? Gulf Wars wasn't the first episode after Gideon Rises. It was the third. So after two pretty good episodes, you would get
a big hit.
Yeah. Yeah, and then you would get the opening to season two for Gravity Falls, then the second episode, and then the third, and then you'd sit there and you'd go, I don't know about this. So yeah, I'm really kind of a fan of the idea that they may have thought of splitting it up first. Like now I've kind of changed my views a bit, where I'm wondering maybe it was actually planned on being 26 shorts, but the show was so popular, and the shorts are fairly easy to make, that they just commissioned them to go now instead of maybe losing some heat by waiting a bit longer. And you look at it, and it kind of, not only that episode, Secret Team, it feels like it suffered a bit. We'll see where it goes from here. I mean, obviously, you know, you have something like Island Adventure that I think was a great episode that really, you know, helped further plot and things like that.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. It was interesting, and it wasn't bad. And again, like, I don't think the episode that we saw with Secret Team, I don't think that was bad either. It just,
no.
I've been spoiled with other stuff, and so I was kind of wondering what would happen. Also, what worked against me, and I have to mention this because I don't know if anyone else watches it on demand on Verizon like I do, but Verizon listed the wrong definition for the wrong overview for the episode. Where,
explain.
If you check Verizon for Secret Team, it says that Steven needs to impress Connie's parents, so he confuses the gems to Fuse to propose as his mother.
Oh, that's very bad.
So I was like, hey, that's cool. You know, so based on that, I was like, that is awesome. You know, that sounds like a really fun episode. And so I was really confused when I found out it wasn't.
I'm just sitting here. I can see why you would feel that way, Mr. Ram.
You get my disappointment, at least.
Yeah, and again, it's nothing against the episode. It's just against what it was put up against.
Right.
Which, for all we know, could be the next episode.
And that could be a bad episode anyway, but I'm a huge Connie fan. So, like, I thought, hey, Connie involvement again. Awesome. And then no Connie.
Here's the thing. I believe an episode like that, even if it isn't plot relevant, if you will, compared to, you know, whatever, you know, how everyone feels about, oh, no, I only want to watch ones with quote-unquote plot. That one does seem nice because it involves a lot of humor, definitely. And I think Secret Team was saved a bit by its humor. You know, because if it was played a bit more seriously, which is funny because, you know,
as a lot of Steven Universe happens to benefit from, it's humor.
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah, most definitely.
There was a lot of fun stuff in there.
Yes.
And just,
I mean,
the scene where he goes to get the bits kills me.
Was beautiful. I mean, not
I thought that was great.
Steven immediately, you know, disbands, you know, the secret team disbands, and immediately Steven becomes a hard-boiled detective. Just out of nowhere, he's just, you know, it's just, I know you're a big fan. I showed you Kamen Rider Double, which if you haven't watched it, definitely go watch Kamen Rider Double. It's a tokusatsu show. Too much to talk about now, but Google it. Tokusatsu, Japanese special effects, think Power Rangers, think Masked Rider or Kamen Rider. Just definitely look into Kamen Rider Double if you haven't. It's really good. You know, fan sub by Overtime. Check it out. But, right, I've showed it to you, and while you haven't finished it yet, you still really enjoy that vibe, that noir kind of
feel. And it's just, imagine the fact that Pearl mentions later on the episode, I've never seen you wear that hat before, ever. So it was completely out of left field, where Steven was like, yeah, gonna be a hardball detective. And I just sat there like, god damn it. Like, it was
and
funny.
Then,
just, we used to be the best, man. What are you talking about?
No,
I can't tell you.
Yeah. No, and also, Steven, are you part of a gang?
I was like, oh my god, that makes sense.
It makes way too much sense. And he was just like, I mean, hopefully again one day. And I was like, that kid just keeps on getting weird. And then the guy who runs the blog keeps the next episode, by the way. Weird. Yes, that is the next episode. I'm sorry.
Keep the city weird.
Yes, and so that's the next episode for Halloween. So then that means that they may have gotten confused with an episode in early November. That's upsetting.
Which is what's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Think about it. They obviously have to have all of these pre-planned, pre-typed out. So somebody just copied and pasted the wrong thing. You know, it's as simple as that. I mean, you can tell the episode didn't get switched. So it's literally just someone copied and pasted. So if that doesn't get fixed, then if you hear about this episode sometime in November, you know what happened. But
I look forward to that eventual episode. At least I guess I got spoiled for one of them. But
anyway, so keep me chitty weird. I'm a huge fan of just that guy. She's being like your hat, Steven. And I'm like, oh, my God, he would say that. Like, you know, just I feel like that was one for us.
Yeah, probably.
You know, just like on the Internet. Yeah, you like that hat, don't you? Yeah, you do. Thank you.
Yeah, no,
you
it was fun. It just that I imagine that might be a post on the Keep Beach City Weird Tumblr soon enough, because that's being used as their website. But
oh, that's right.
It would be fun just to see that. Like, I liked Steven's hat today.
Yeah, no, Steven had a hat today. I wonder what mysteries it holds. Just something.
That was definitely my favorite part of the episode, though. Just like watching him trying to be completely hard boiled.
I think, well, that was, I want to say, my favorite part. Another one that really stuck out to me that I really, really, really enjoyed is their very bad acting when Garnet and Steven, you know, like, they had to...
oh, God.
Yes. No, that was wonderful, because I love when shows do that. I love it so much. When you can see that it's just like, all right, we have to form a plan together. Got it. And then all of a sudden, their perfect voice acting becomes, I am the one who did it.
Yes.
Steven. I was
and
well
you will
aware.
Not get me.
Yeah,
let's
no, it's
do
great.
This.
Yeah, no. You know what? You know what's a show that did that? Do you know about The Melancholy of Haruhi Suzumiya?
Yep.
Yes. So, you know, the show. I enjoy the show. I haven't even finished it yet myself. Sorry, everyone, but I really enjoy the show. And they make a video for like the I believe it was like the school like was having like a festival thing, right? And they're going to show their video, and they make a video where they're all acting in it, and they're all supposed to be like, you know, like different characters, and one of them is like, you know, what's it called, like a witch, and then the other one's this and whatever. And so of course on a daily basis everything is just fine. Nothing seems a bit off in terms of their acting, obviously, you know. But once the movie comes up, it's just like, I will be the one to destroy you. And it's
yeah,
I saw the English dub, and it was just hilarious. It's just completely like, let us now fight, hiyo-ya! Like, it's just, it's so badly done that it's wonderful that they actually had to sit there in their booths and try to mess up these lines and mess with the inflection. And it's beautiful. It's brilliant to think about how these voice actors have to mess up, because the direction in the script is mess up. It's a thing of beauty, I feel.
Yeah, no,
as an
actor
myself,
I think it'd be fun to, you know, to sit there and look at the script. Just like, say this with a bad inflection. What? Just say it like you sound like a bad voice actor. Oh, I can do that.
I thought I'd been doing that this whole time. Well, golly gee, immediately they just hear the take and everyone's upset. They're like, that was his best take ever. Fuck this guy. But yeah, no, the episode, again, like, not everything was you know, weird about it. Like, we enjoyed, a decent part of it, but, you know, at the end, again, the lesson was a great one. Hey, you know, don't hide things like this, because it was really nice where it's like, we're all on the same team, we're all on the same side. And in a way, if you know, relate team to, like, family, right, you know, it kind of has the same meaning, where it's like, hey, dude, you don't need to hide anything. We're all on the same team. It's not like, you know, so dad versus mom, or, you know, child versus parent. It's just, we're all on the same team. Even with friends, it's like, we're all on the same team. Like, everybody's going to be like, oh, you know, we're a unit and act as such. Because, yeah, I mean, it really hit me there. It was just like, wow. Yeah, like, it's basically turned into like, oh, here's the secret team. And then here's the super secret team. And then after a while, it's just like, okay. So, like, there's so many different factions and teams, and also just splits everyone up. Other than Steven, who's on every single variation of the team.
Right.
But
it is a good point, like, in terms of that family kind of moment, as to, yes, it's great that Garnet, being the leader, is able to, and this also enforces the Garnet as the de facto leader thing, by the way. We've had it confirmed, basically, but it enforces the idea that if you piss off Garnet, you are fucked, because you pissed off the leader.
Yeah, which was strange because, you know, in the beginning it really felt like Pearl was the leader, to me at least, right?
I was like, no, Garnet's the leader. And
it made sense because
Pearl being super motherly, it's not like it's not, you know, irrational for the motherly overlooking character to be the one in charge of the team, but Garnet seemingly is the more hardened and rational one. So
yes.
Of course,
yes,
that benefits her and the team. But apparently she has a huge temper. Go figure.
Yeah. So, so now we move on to Island Adventure. Look at us. We're doing very well on time today.
So Island Adventure. Wow.
I know. First off, because, you know, we like to go in order. First off, Amethyst made a The Fly reference. And I was so happy. You have no idea. I had to pause the DVR because I was just busy laughing. It was great. It was just, you know, it's like, I'm the master warper. It's like, you are, Steven.
Yeah. And then when she came back from the warp pad, she was a fly.
Yes. Which, you know, yeah, go watch that movie.
It's sort of like a reference where it's like, hey, if you didn't catch the reference before, here is a very literal representation. But
yeah, no, it was just, it's just beautiful because I don't know, I just really, really, really enjoyed it. Where it's like, I don't know, because it's such an old movie reference, I think, that it's just something where, like, it's just, you really have to just be like, oh my God, they just did that. And it wasn't anything too gross either, but it was just great. I was so happy. And then, of course, you know, Pearl, stop that. That's not funny. Got it? It was kind of funny.
Regardless. Funny. Yeah, just regard it. And I just, Steven can warp them back now, by the way. Another little mini plot development. Steven can warp them now.
That's the thing, too. Yeah, no, that is huge. See, that's the thing. Like, little things in this episode are really kind of, you know, helping you where you... I don't feel like you can skip this episode.
No, see, I can argue potentially for the skipping of Secret Team. I would not argue you skip Island Adventure, especially if you see more of the show. Because, you know, this Lars Sadie thing has been building.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is not a drill. They kissed. Not a drill. Large
it's weird for me that, like, normally I'm very much into, like, OTPs and pairings and stuff like that, and you see me with, like, Steven and Connie, and I'm really much into that because I'm like, oh, my God, Steven and Connie. But, like, with Lars and Sadie, I'm only into it for the sake of that I'm very invested in Sadie's emotions.
Yes. But she can change him, Satish. She can change him. No, no.
That's weird for me.
No,
because, like,
no. What I think is, I just think Lars is the way he is because he's being a stupid teenager. Like, I think if they want to actually keep this a thing, and if they somehow manage to keep, you know, Steven Universe, like, you know, they keep it going in a way where Steven grows up, a bit like how he brought up, I believe it was the last Steven Universe show, on, like, having, like, a Goku-type story, right? If they want to do something like that, you know, they could, and I think you would see someone like Lars basically grow up, where Sadie... You know, I mean, they usually say stuff like, oh, you know, girls mature faster than boys, et cetera, you know, the brains, et cetera, et cetera. So, I mean, you know, you see Sadie, and she's just a bit more mature than Lars. You know, but I'm not saying, it's not like Lars, obviously, is a bad guy. So, in theory, they could work.
Which is why it irritates me, though, because he's not a bad guy, and I think that was, like, by the way, which relates to the song, which I thought was really nice. This whole idea of, like, letting yourself be yourself, like, why are you, like, Lars is not naturally a dick, so why are you being a dick? Like, why are you being an asshole? And the song was really nice. Like, I've grown so fond of the music here that I don't even need to rant about it like I normally do, but it was so nice, just that whole idea of calm down and be yourself, and try not to get so worked up, and it was nice. It was legitimately nice.
No, because it happens a lot when we're young. You know, and I know, and speaking of, we always talk about Doctor Who during Steven Universe for some reason. You know, the Doctor made a really fun reference, I think, once, where he was just saying, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I was so uptight back then. You know how it is when you're young. Mind you, his first incarnation looks like the oldest.
Right.
But his first, you know, the first incarnation that we saw on television looked like the oldest. But then when you go back to that incarnation, he really was worked up. Like, I mean, he was just so, you know, like, I remember the first time you see the Doctor and, you know, and his granddaughter, and then the two teachers who are the granddaughter's teachers basically come onto the TARDIS because they're just like, well, you know, this isn't a real, like, address. Like, what the hell? Where are you walking into? And they walk in, and he's just like, it's like, and just like, you know, and all of a sudden they're like, what is this? And he goes, oh, primitive minds. You know, and he's just so, just like, he's just such an asshole to them. He's just like, you know, I could explain this to you, but it would take far too long and you wouldn't even get it. Like, he was just so like, listen, shut up, all of you. I'm smarter than you, right? And now he's kind of, yeah, he's sometimes a bit like that, but he's very loosey-goosey now, the doctor. So it's kind of just that feeling of, like, you know, when you're young, you're just still, like, uptight, and you're just, you know, you're a teenager, and it's just like, oh, I have to be cool. It's like, what is cool? What is the majority doing? Right? Like, what is...
Right.
Yeah. So now, you know, and then you get older, and all of a sudden, I mean, I'm not saying in a way, I kind of stopped, like, you know, watching stuff like this, if you will, like around like maybe 12, 13. Because again, it was like, be cool. But then all of a sudden, after a while, it was like, wait a minute, this is fun. So now here I am, here we are, doing podcasts about Steven Universe. Because, damn it, it's fun. Golly Willikers.
It's really important coming from someone like Steven, too. Because, you know, children are usually... And not even just children, but, like, you know, the younger preteens in that age that Steven would be, he's 10, right? I believe?
Yes.
They're constantly concerned with not being themselves and being older and growing up. Like, I don't want to be a kid. I want to be an adult. You know, and so it's really impressive to have someone of his age just be able to remind people, like, hey, be yourself, relax, enjoy the moment. Remember to enjoy the moment. And it fits his character. It's not like it's a maturity thing. It's a... Remember to enjoy the moment and have fun and be happy, because he's all about happiness. And,
yeah,
you know, like, you know, I want to make people smile, like that other Kamen Rider. But,
yes, I really enjoy the idea of this. Also, you know, before we realized that Sadie was the one who hit the warp, I kind of chuckled because it was just like, Steven, you got us trapped in paradise.
Yeah, no, it was kind of amusing for me. Just, like, Lars was so irritated over everything, and it was like, dude, it's not really that bad.
You know, it gets bad when you're homesick, fair enough. But at first, it's just like, Lars, like, just wait a bit. The only thing that I would kind of, I can understand, just like, well, they'll come eventually, or something. I don't
know. That was weird. The one thing about this episode, it's implied that a good few days passed, no?
Yes, but I have a strange feeling that, like, a few days passed or, like, a week passed, but I feel like it's a weird thing between, like, a discrepancy of time, where he didn't take them to another part of the world. He took them somewhere else completely. So for all we know, it could have been, like, a day, let's say, with the gems. Maybe. You know, you don't know. That's the thing. Like, but I will admit, because they
never really
made mention.
That's what I'd like to assume, honestly.
I would like to assume that, because if the gems are, like,
that's the one thing
in a week.
Yeah, that's the one thing that was weird for me.
Although I have to say this, we've brought this up before. The idea of time is a lot harder to comprehend to someone who's lived for a century. So
yeah,
they could have been 5 minutes.
For them, it feels like 5 minutes. But
it
essentially is in human time, in our time.
It was a week,
like,
probably.
About a week, there was night and day and sleeping and stuff like that, so... Stuff went on.
Also, you notice, like, you know, like, I think there's, like, you know, there's hair on Sadie's legs. You know, you can see Lars kind of getting, I believe it was like a 5 o'clock shadow. Steven's hair got a bit longer, but I wouldn't say it was a month, because that's just too much. Like, I would say a week.
No, it's not like a week. I mean, they wanted to exaggerate the little moments.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, I mean, overall, and you know, but really though, they kissed, which I think is a big thing, if only because, hey,
they didn't just
kiss.
They were getting into it.
Yeah,
on a cartoon show.
And then all of a sudden, just Steven's is like on the guitar, which is great. It's just like, Steven, what are you? And by the way, I could not relate to Steven more in that moment, because you've seen my room. So he's like, people walk through my room all the time. Like,
yeah.
I could not relate to Steven more, because it's just like, many people are like, no, I have a lock on my door. Not that I'm saying I don't want one, or, you know, but I can't, because it's a walkthrough room. So it's really funny how it's just like, yeah, you know, like, Steven's just like, what? People walk through my room all the time. Like, oh.
You know,
and he's 10, too.
Again,
so,
he's 10. He doesn't understand the levity of the situation he's just interrupted. Because
no,
to Sadie,
no idea.
Sadie's just sitting there like, oh, my God, I finally got what I wanted. And then she's just like, Steven, what? No! And Lars, this is a big thing for him, because he's showing emotion. And love. And
yeah.
It was nice to see that transition of like, angry asshole Lars to, like, all right, maybe this isn't so bad.
Yeah, I mean, they were. It was kind of funny. They were cuddling at night, and I thought that's as far as they were going to go. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, cuddling is just cuddling. Though that also shocked me.
Ooh,
but still,
cuddling.
It was like, oh, that's nice, cuddling. And then all of it, but then it's just Lars puts his hand around Sadie. Sadie's like, oh, Lars is kind of half asleep. And then Steven's like, hi, Lars. It's just, no, Steven.
And then, yeah, that's the thing. Steven doesn't understand the situation. So it makes sense that he's just like, hey, and Lars kicks the shit out of him. But Steven's a heavy sleeper, so he just is fine.
It was really funny. Also, bringing up the warp pad issue, before I realized that it was covered up, before they revealed that, I thought it was a nice lesson in the sense that, you know, Steven, being a kid and everything, can still succumb to hubris. Can still, you know, like, oh, yeah, I did it once. I'm fine. Right? Not
yeah, I mean, remember,
it, but,
I'm the warp master.
Yeah. So, like, Steven, how many times have you done this? I'm the warp master. Okay, Steven. Like, well, I mean, Steven said so. So.
Yeah, no, that was the
like,
thing
no,
where I was just like,
yeah.
It makes sense that he would sit there and be like, I'm the Warp Master without actually being the Warp Master.
Yes, and then, you know, and then all of a sudden we figure out that he is the Warp Master, actually. It's just another situation of, you know, someone interfering in something.
Right.
But yeah, so, and also the monster was very cool, because the monster was invisible, which is a very nice touch, where it's just, you know, the monster's somewhere on the island, we couldn't find him, he must be, like, camouflaging, he's invisible!
Mm-hmm.
So the monster was there the whole time with them, which is actually very creepy.
Yeah, I mean, invisible monster was a scary thing, I mean, and it was a gem, so I sat there thinking to myself, like, like, what exactly, gems have really scary powers, you know.
They do.
One of them can be completely
yeah.
invisible. Look at that, you know?
Which is normal, I guess, if it's just a nice gem. Like, if one of the, you know, if one of our gems, you know, on our side, on our secret team, had it, you know, it wouldn't matter. It would be cool.
Our
it's
secret
like, oh,
team.
Oh, cool. Yes, right? You know, like, Team Steven Universe, you know. They're like, oh, yeah, you know, invisibility. That's awesome. That's a cool power that we can use for good. A gem that has its gem, you know, broken, and then it's now, you know, a monster, that's frightening.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, makes you wonder, since they're fighting so many of them, do you think they might be the last ones left?
In terms of being...
Being, you know, like all, like, you know, a lot, okay, the Society of Gems, like, do you think that there aren't a lot of them left? Because of the idea that...
I do think they're limited.
Many of them? Okay. Because, you know, I have this weird feeling where it's just, yes, you know, Lapis wanted to go home. But she didn't say, I want to go home to see everyone.
Yeah.
Like, I think she just missed the home planet. But that doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, there's going to be... And I'm sure there's been so many theories about it, and we haven't really covered it yet because they haven't really given us that many reasons to until you start to piece things together and you're just like, wait a minute, they're fighting a large amount of them. You know, and I don't think this is a show... that you would be fighting a large amount of them and just be revealed to just be, oh, yeah, just a few of them, you know, like other shows where, let's say, Hannibal, where each and every week, you know, Hannibal is killing another serial killer, usually, right? And then you sit there and you're like, how many serial killers are there? I mean, like, just killing people, like, tens and then 10 here and then 10 there, or Supernatural, where just every week it's a different demon or monster. Sometimes it's overarching stuff, but sometimes it's demon of the week. And after 9 years of this, or 9 seasons, you know, you sit there and you're just like, how many, like, you know, like, how many people are dying, right? Based on one demon here killing 4 to 8, one demon here killing 4 to 8, you know, something like that, right?
Right.
So you sit here and you're thinking, okay, maybe if they're, you know, taking these guys or these things out, maybe there aren't a lot of them left overall.
It's just weird, though, to think about how many are corrupted.
Yeah.
In terms of the sense, yeah. Like, how many of them are damaged? How many of them do they have to fight? Because basically every episode is that.
There's one. Yeah.
And that's
no,
kind of scary. And some of these
are
dangerous, scary-looking motherfuckers.
Yes, and they don't make it seem as if nothing happens during the downtime, usually. Like, usually they'll even be coming back from a mission.
Yeah, they'll be coming back from a mission, a kill, or something like that, and it's like, well...
Yeah, so yeah. that whole war theory really does pan out a bit if you think about, you know, all these gems getting, you know, destroyed, or the, you know, the gems getting cracked and then turning into these things. You know, I'm not sure when that would ever be addressed, especially in a 15-minute show like this or 11-minute show like this. But, you know, it would still be, you know, I don't think that would have a season of flashbacks, but that would be cool if it had a season of flashbacks.
I'd like to see it. I mean, I'm very into the idea of this being a thing, this gem war being a thing. So,
right. But, so anyway, so getting back to the episode itself, yeah, there was just a lot that Steven did not realize he was getting in between. And it was just cute because it's just, again, Steven not understanding what he's getting in between. And I'm not a big fan of shipping people that the show doesn't ship itself. So the fact that the show is putting these two together, at least in a way where, hey, maybe one day they'll break up and it'll just, you know, it'll show people, hey, sometimes couples don't work out, which is a really nice message, too. You know, it's like, hey, you know, sometimes it happens. Like, don't sit there and just be like, I, you know, this is the first person I'm in a relationship with. This is also the first person I'm in a relationship with. This is, we're going to get married, you know, and everything is going to work out in the end. So, you know, hope, you know, it would be nice if, you know, if let's say they're already kind of showing like, oh, Lars can do this and, you know, and whatever, but, you know, maybe not at this time, even, where, like, if they do have some kind of, like, time jump, maybe it could be like, Lars and Sadie got back together, because sometimes that happens, kids. You know, there's a lot they can do with this, where they don't have to have it be a happily ever after. They don't have to be a happily ever after just yet. It can just be happily ever after, you know, because, hey, sometimes, you know, it works, and then, you know, you see Lars having this change, which is also nice in the universe. Usually, you get to see more and more of these characters, and you get to really see how they are, you know, how they're different and different sides of them. Where if you just judge people just based on the first maybe three or four episodes, you would just say, oh, you know, you'd say, like, Pearl's a leader, Pearl's like a mom, Garnet's just silent, Amethyst is annoying, you know, Steven is annoying, this Lars guy is just your typical teenager. Sadie is just someone who works at the donut shop with him. You know, you really wouldn't get to know these people.
Yeah, and it's nice when you get to know them. I mean, I've talked about this a lot. I really like secondary character development. It's a good feeling.
Yes. So, also, speaking of character development, Sadie can kick some ass.
Yeah, she's very, very dangerous, apparently, when you give her the right weapon, which is cool.
I like that. Yeah. No, it reminds me of that kind of Wendy feel from Gravity Falls, where it's just, it's nice to have female characters that can kick ass. And it's not even like it's, you know, upstaging the male characters in terms of, you know, Steven is just young, right? If we had, let's say, I can't think of anyone necessarily from the Steven Universe line, but of course, you know, Gravity Falls, you have someone like Grunkle Stan, who can just, you know, punch zombies in the face. Right?
Right, so, which is a big,
you know,
thing.
Yeah. Steven Universe is just a bit more like, you know, the gems are female and things like that, but it's nice to give Sadie that kind of power. And also, you know, the reason why Lars doesn't have it is because look at him. Like, really, just look at Lars. Like, just, you know, nothing about Lars makes me go, you're good in bad situations.
Right, exactly.
You know,
that's the same feel.
So it's more of a Lars thing, you know, I think, rather than, like, let's say, you know, some people would say, which I don't enjoy this, but some people try to put up this anti-male thing, which I find, you know, stupid. When it comes to shows like this, because it's good to show that women can be powerful too, especially to impressionable children.
Right.
You know, because that needs to be there, I think, after years and years of, you know, not saying He-Man is a bad thing, but He-Man, you know, years of just He-Man and then this and then this. And, you know, I mean, look at Dragon Ball Z, right? And it's just like, you have like someone like Android 18, even though, again, love Dragon Ball Z, there's someone like Android 18, but overall, Goku, Vegeta, Gohan, you know, Goten, Trunks, you know, Piccolo being completely androgynous, but still a dude. So you sit there,
yeah,
and it, you know, and you look at something like Steven Universe, and it's really nice, I think. Especially because, well, you know, Sailor Moon is also a great show. They dress in ways that, of course, it's just like, oh yes, the women will dress this way. Where Sadie was just on an island for about a week, right? Didn't look all prim and proper. Isn't your quote, you know, isn't what people would consider like, oh, you know, many of the say, like, oh, this is how a quote-unquote woman should look, you know, all this stupid stuff. It's like, oh, only this, never, you know. She's just a normal human being with a normal look, and she's kicking some ass, and I really enjoy that.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, it was just a big thing for me because I really appreciate when they give these characters more time to develop.
Yes.
And so you look at Sadie, and just at first it seems like, hey, accidental because she's angry at Lars. And then time passes, and it's like, no, she actually is killing the crap out of these things.
Yeah.
So to the point where she's getting three, then the bucket's filling up, and she kills the huge one with the help from the two of them, and of course stabs to death the actual crystal gem monster, which is a big thing.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I mean, it could show that, you know, Steven does, like, Steven Universe, if they need to do something like they did in the end of what we believe would be, have been the first season with, you know, Ocean Gem and Mirror Gem, if they need to do something like that again, they have more people on their side. So if they want, you know, so when they end season one, which we think would have been season two, they could easily have Beach City itself come to help Steven.
Yeah.
Which would be nice. Where, you know, at first it was like, oh, let's just take a couple of key people. But now it could turn into, hey, you know, if the minions are small enough, think like, you know, Power Rangers type, you know, putties and things like that. If the villains are small enough, you know, all of Beach City could just sit there and just be like, bring out the bats, you know, I'm taking this thing out, you know, and we can have things like that. Where unless you're like the mayor, right, you can possibly do something to help and it'll help Steven out in getting to his, you know, main objective of the episode in the future.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot they can do with Beach City now that I like that it's expanding. But, yeah. So anything
yeah,
you want to say?
Also, one of the lines that killed me in the beginning, though, was the whole, like, look, it's paradise. It's a beach. We live on a beach.
Yeah.
And I kind of laughed because I was like, you know what, Lars? You might have a point this time. Like, no, no, no. I mean, it was a really
true.
Beautiful island, but...
It was, but no, but it was so true. I mean, yeah, it was a beautiful island. I think that's how you can look at it. And, you know, and Sadie enjoyed it as well, so I don't understand why someone would enjoy it. But someone like Lars was just like, yeah, like, guys, look at where we live. Like, you know, like, if we lived on a beach, I think, like, if you and I were in an area where which would be constant beach, we'd be like, dude, let's go to the city.
Right.
Right? But now that we live, not necessarily in the city, but still very relatively close... It's just like, we should probably go to the beach, you know, when it's not freezing outside. Probably go to the beach because we're here, you know. So it's just really funny where it's just like, Steven, you could have taken us to, like, a city and we would have enjoyed it, you know. Which is like, but Lord.
But no, they liked it. They obviously liked it. I mean, Sadie, of course, is more appreciative.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was just really funny. Like, now that you bring that up, yeah. Because at first when I heard it, I was like, it was funny, but I was like, Lars, like, you know, it's like, it looks like a resort. But, yeah, it's just, there's sand. We live near the sand.
Yeah, no, it was definitely something for me to chuckle at, like, damn it.
Yeah.
And I really did like the fact that he was nicer in this episode. I mean, I can't say enough, but just throughout the episodes, he starts off being an asshole. And
right.
I'd like to see him be a little bit nicer more often, where you look at, let's say, like, Lars and the Cool, where he was, like, completely dismissive of Steven because he thought, like, oh, Steven's going to, like, you know, hold me back. And then you have even when he lies to Sadie about what goes on in the episode with the donuts, where he ends up going home because of
yes.
his quote-unquote injury. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
You can sit here and look and think, wow, he's still kind of a dick because this episode starts off and he's sleeping on the job. So
yeah.
It's a thing where I'm like, oh, you know?
Yeah. No, and then, of course, there's like little development to show that, you know, just because someone can do this doesn't mean that they are this.
Yeah, which is
nice.
This is a thing I will accept, you know, I mean.
Yes.
But
no, I've said it before, but it's a lot better than the, and I have a brother. That I never mentioned, you know, that kind of device where it's just, let's just kind of throw this in there, you know, as a new thing of the week. No, it's just the idea that, hey, listen, you know, these are people. These aren't characters. These are people. And I enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, points for consistency, I'll give them that much.
Yes.
But it's just a thing where I kind of want him to be, like, after this, like, how can he not be as nice to Sadie?
Well, actually, it would be perfect if there's, like, some type of awkwardness between them. That would be great.
Awkwardness is fine.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, I feel like I should see him attempt to be nicer now.
Well, he should. I mean, you know, he should. And I think he would have attempted to be nicer to Sadie if they weren't put into that environment. Where it's just, you know, he can't text. The fact that he couldn't text.
Oh, God. He just had to give up everything that he was normally used to.
Yeah, so in that case, you would really be stressed out. Where, like, you know, you and I, you know, like, imagine if I told you, right, like, oh, hey, Satish, like, let's go on vacation. And you were like, oh, like, I mean, I have a lot of homework to do, but sure, when will we be back? And it's like, actually, Satish, I don't know. Time is passing in the real world, Satish, and you can't do any of the things that you
Oh, yeah,
that
scared the crap out of me. I was sitting there like, God damn it, we could be here forever. It's like, I love this time with you, admittedly, Sadie, but...
Yeah, so he's just the kind of person who, again, you know, being a little immature, he can't really say, like, well, I'm enjoying this time with you, Sadie. No, it's the idea of, I can't text, I can't do this, I can't do that. I wanted to go, and then eventually he realizes, look, I just want to go home, you know? And then she even realizes, oh, so it's not me. You know, in a way.
Yeah, because she thought for a second, it was, you saw her wake up and then realize he wasn't there and she was sad.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I had a sad for a second. Because
I understand too. And it had nothing to do with them. It's just I wanted to leave this area. I actually want to leave this whole area. I want to go back home. You know? And it's, and you know, it's, hell, it's the idea where he said, honestly, if there's a chance I'm going to die and, you know, and I'm going to be bored, I'd rather do it at work and get paid for it. You know, not in any way saying that he would not, you know, either hate or love Sadie being there. Because it's kind of a thing where I think in his head he's like, yeah, of course Sadie will be there. Why is that a problem? Like, a lot of people, I think, do that. Where it's the idea of just, like, you know, like, why haven't you told me that you loved me? I thought it was implied.
Yeah.
Like, you know, a lot of people.
Definitely.
You know, that happens with a lot of people. And it's really hilarious where it's just like, you know, again, it's just like, you know, father or mother, tell me that you love me. They go, I thought that was implied.
Tell me that you love me.
and then the parent looks down at you and they're like, I thought that was implied. Like, why would it not be? And it's just like, well, you don't say it. It's like, well, I just assumed, you know. So that happens a lot. So,
definitely.
Yeah. So it was nice. I think that's something that you see in Lars's character a lot, where it's just things are implied to him. But he doesn't realize that someone like Sadie, who just, you know, who is very, you know, nervous when it comes to her and Lars, doesn't realize that he needs to maybe, like, reassure her and just be like, no, I mean, why would I not want to be here with you? Of course, I want to be with you, just not here, ever, you know, just for, or at least for this amount of time, no. And also, yeah, we have to admit, we have to put this out there before we head off. Sadie did hide the thing. That's a bad thing. Don't do that. And I think that was a nice lesson, too, where it's like, hey, kids, don't do that. Because even though they kind of got together, you know, it's still going to be awkward. You're going to have fights. You might get someone in trouble. And there's always monsters. You know, this idea of, hey, when there's trouble, don't just, you know, do, you know, like, prepare, kids. Don't just be like, oh, I'll hide it for later. Like, no,
right.
Like, that will not work out. Like, especially when, you know, it's supposed to be in the back of our minds, which the kiss did throw it out of my mind, but it's supposed to be in the back of our minds. There is a monster here. Sadie, what are you doing? There is a monster here.
No, and I like the way it was talked about, too, because they couldn't find it in the beginning. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe it is gone. And then, like, oh, shit, it's not gone. Like,
yeah.
I should have known that they would have brought it back, but it kind of caught me like, crap, the monster's invisible. I'm an idiot.
Usually you catch that, which is nice.
Yeah, I was
they
like,
got
oh.
you for once.
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I was like, right, there's a monster. Because I was following the emotional, like, story going on so much.
Yes.
That
one in 28. Like, 1 in 28. They got you the other 28 times.
Yeah,
one time.
I mean, they got me. And it's okay, because, like, that was good. It was well done because of it, you know, so I'm not going to complain.
Right, right. But, so anyway, so we are actually done. We finished early, everyone.
That's new.
Hooray. That is new. So what do you want to do?
I guess we could talk about the stuff that we have that they need to follow us on and that we still have a giveaway going on if they're listening to this before October 31st.
I mean, maybe. I mean, yeah. Or, hey, if you're listening to it after October 31st, we'd like to mention that we're having other giveaways for November and December. And if you're listening to us after December, I don't know. I mean, thank you for listening. I don't know what we have going on then. We'll have something, but I don't know.
Christmas!
I said after December.
Post-Christmas.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't know what we'll be promoting then, what we'll be giving away then. I can only tell you that
snow.
Now.
We'll be mailing you snow from the depths of snow we'll have in New York City.
Yes, if there's any snow in New York City.
Which essentially
anyway, so,
will turn into water. So if you want water, listen to those guys.
Listen to those guys. But anyway, so as of right now, though, and November and December, but what matters is October. So as of right now, we're giving away 6 shiny Pokemon. And tell them all the other Pokemon.
No, you just sounded like the Pokedex. That made me kind of laugh because I was like,
We're giving away six pocket monsters. And if you, so Satish, tell them all the cool things, all the cool things about these pocket monsters that we're giving away.
Yeah, so basically, we've got ourselves a Tumblr, Twitter, and a Facebook. And to help us out, we need you to follow us on Twitter, follow us on Tumblr, or like the Facebook page. And then share the post on Facebook about our giveaway, reblog it on Tumblr, or retweet it on Twitter. You can do any one of the three. You can do all of the three. You can only win once, but, you know, more chances to win, of course. Now,
exactly.
If you do any of that stuff, that helps us out by getting our names out there. What you're doing for yourselves is giving yourself a chance to win one of six shiny, spooky, competitively ready Pokemon during this month of October. The giveaway winners will be announced on November 1st, right after October finishes. And you're putting yourself in the running to win something like a Chandelure that's set with a good set of IVs, a beneficial nature for battle, and it's shiny. It's pretty. Yay. So all you have to do is do that for us. It takes about a minute of your time, you know, nothing major, and you could be winning something cool out of it.
Yeah, no questionnaires. I mean, nothing to fill out, no money. I mean, there's nothing along those lines. Just simple, find the post that we always, we will be posting a bit. Well, we will be posting a reference to it later tonight on our Tumblr, on our Facebook, and on our Twitter, right? But as of right now, you can still find them on the Facebook, on the Twitter, and on the Tumblr. Now, what are they? Well, the Tumblr, being our main website right now, is thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com. Our Facebook, you search up Those Guys on the Radio or just Those Guys. And on our Twitter, Those Guys Radio, and our handle name right now is Professor Oak, because of all the Pokemon that we're giving away. And, yes, so, and of course, you know, other shows will be posted there as well. If you are interested in other shows other than CB Universe, you know, we do Gravity Falls, Dragon Ball Z, Bleach, WWE. We're doing Hell in a Cell on Sunday, the WWE pay-per-view of this current month.
Righto! Hell in a Cell, hey.
Yeah, right? You just forgot for a second. You're just like, what's going on tomorrow?
Yeah, Hell in a Cell. It's a thing.
And, and a bunch of other shows as well, you know, Gotham, Flash, Arrow, and things like that. So, you know, you can definitely, again, thoseguysontheradio.tumblr.com, Those Guys on the Radio for the Facebook, and then the Twitter, Those Guys Radio, named Professor Oak. And, yeah, so you have to remember, you have to follow us on Tumblr or Twitter.
Yep.
You know, and then also reblog the Twitter the Tumblr post, and then retweet the Twitter post, and also, you know, like the Facebook page and share that post. Now, why do you do this? Well, because we need to track you. We can't just go, everyone who liked the page entered. You know, it's every, you know, you find that post, you share that post, and you're in the running. Because right there, we know who you are and what you want.
We know who you are and what you want.
Free Pokemon. Free. I mean, that it sounds creepy, but then I remember Halloween.
Yeah, no, spooky Pokemon, man. Yeah. That's what we're doing. It's our thing.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so thank you guys for listening to Those Guys. And that's all we have to say. But, again, thank you for listening in. Thank you for helping us out. And, of course, here are your free shiny Pokemon. And, hey, you don't win in October, as we mentioned earlier. You know, November and December, we will also be giving away six shiny Pokemon. What kinds? Well, you'll have to find out then.
Dun, dun, dun. But we will.
Goodbye, everybody.
Isn't this such a beautiful night? Whoa, we're underneath a thousand shining stars. Isn't it nice to find yourself somewhere different? Whoa, why don't you let yourself just be wherever you are? Look at this place, look at your faces. I've never seen you look like this before. Isn't it nice to find yourself somewhere different? Whoa, why don't you let yourself just be wherever you are? Look at this place, look at your faces. They're shining like a thousand shining stars. Isn't it nice to find yourself somewhere different? Whoa, why don't you let yourself just be wherever you are? Why don't you let yourself just be somewhere different? Whoa, why don't you let yourself just be whoever you are?